The trial of a former Vermont state senator on sex charges came to an unexpected halt this week. On Tuesday, Norman McAllister struck a plea deal with prosecutors after the jury for his second trial had already been picked, though one news report is now raising questions about whether McAllister will go through with it. He was charged with trying to get sex acts from a woman in exchange for rent. 7 Days reporter Molly Walsh was in the courtroom in St. Albans late Tuesday, and she joins us on the line. Molly, thanks for being here.
Great to be here.
So what was the scene like in the courtroom Tuesday afternoon?
Well, it was really a surprise development. Around 4:30, the presiding judge, Judge Martin Maley, told the jury that had been selected in this very long, laborious process to show up the next day at 8:30 in the morning for the trial. And the courtroom cleared out. They were preparing to actually lock the front doors to the building when Norm McAllister and his attorneys and the deputy state's attorneys who were trying the case went back into the courtroom, and we, a few members of the media were still there, and we realized that some kind of deal had been crafted.
So with the plea deal that happened, as you say, late on Tuesday afternoon, what exactly is McAllister admitting to or not admitting to about these charges?
Well, he pleaded no contest to 3 charges, 2 charges of prohibited acts related to this sex for rent arrangement that the alleged victim, you know, felt coerced into. He also pleaded guilty to a third charge, which had been reduced. Initially, he'd been charged with sexually assaulting this same woman, and that charge was reduced to lewd and lascivious under the plea agreement. So to all 3 charges, he pleaded no contest, which is neither an admission of guilt nor a position of maintaining innocence, but it is a plea that means he would be accepting, you know, conviction on the charges, and he faced up to 7 years in prison on the charges and would also have to register on the sex offender registry, which is in itself a not insignificant punishment.
NBC5 television has been reporting that McAllister is now reconsidering this plea deal. I should say that VPR has not been able to confirm that. We've reached out to him and he hasn't gotten back to us. Is that something that you've been able to confirm, and what might that look like if indeed that's true?
I have not been able to confirm that. I left another message with McAllister today, also left messages with him and his attorneys yesterday. The state's attorney in Franklin County has told the media that, at least yesterday, there had been no filing for withdrawal of the plea. It is possible that he could do that, and it's always easier to do before sentencing. So McAllister would have that in his favor. He's out on bail and has not been sentenced yet. So it's possible that the court would grant a withdrawal of this plea agreement and the trial would go forward.
So we're still unclear on whether he is, in fact, reconsidering this. But if the plea deal does go through based on the documents that have already been filed in court, what are the next steps here?
Well, the next step would be sentencing. And as of Tuesday, they really weren't sure when the sentencing would take place. It could be a couple of months. And in the meantime, McAllister was ordered to go through a psychosexual evaluation administered through the Department of Corrections and take some other intermediate steps, including related to the registry. So it's on hold, really, until the sentencing while he's out on bail. And I guess the big question mark is whether he decides to stick with this plea agreement or try and throw it out.
Certainly some pending issues that we'll be following. Molly Walsh is a reporter for 7 Days. Molly, thank you so much for talking with us.
Great to talk with you.